This audio instructs you how to travel etherically. Etheric or astral travel is known in yoga as traveling through the Akash. Akash is a Sanskrit word for ether. Traveling through the ethers is more widely known in the West as traveling etherically and has been documented and practiced since the 19th century when esoteric mystery school training began gaining popularity. The degree to which you are able to travel etherically will vary depending on how much you practice. It's likely that you've traveled etherically before. When you're dreaming or daydreaming, or when you're in one place and thinking about being in another, you may be aware that something happened, but you don't know what it was. You've lost time. You're suddenly home and don't remember driving. In a short time, you forget about it. You've not focused your intention on etheric travel. You're on what's commonly known as autopilot. When you feel ungrounded or out of body, to some extent, you actually are. You really can be in two places at once. Frankly, most of us are in more than two places at once. We leave some of our energy at work, in a place we went on vacation, with our partners or loved ones. You actually have many spiritual bodies, and they wander on their own. For this reason, it's very important to literally call yourself home. If you haven't listened to the grounding tutorial before this one, please take a moment to do that now. People new to etheric travel or being there in spirit may be concerned about losing control of their physical bodies or not being able to return to their physical bodies when their spirits travel. You will be traveling in this audio with only one of your many spiritual bodies and should not lose control of your physical body at any time. Traveling with your entire spiritual body or full life force is what you'll do when you die and may do if you have a near-death experience. That's probably where the fear comes from. To etherically travel with your entire spirit, your will needs to completely separate from your thoughts and feelings. You have to be able to completely distinguish between will, thoughts, and feelings, which is difficult and requires a great deal of practice, and is safest and only recommended under the tutelage of a master teacher. If you decide to pursue a training in esoteric arts or in the study of yoga, you may advance to the point where you can separate your will from your thoughts and feelings. At that point, you will have evolved to a point where fear is not present. You'll have full awareness of your energetic body and yourself as one with all that is. If you are still hesitant to etherically travel after listening to what was just presented, please do not continue with this audio. Etheric travel is not for you at this time. Now, we will begin. See that you are to the highest degree possible in a clean, comfortable, and quiet space. If you are listening to this journey on your phone, please put your phone on Do Not Disturb or in airplane mode so that you can fully enjoy this adventure free of distraction. Being comfortable is very important to the success of any journey or meditation. Please see that wherever you are and however you are sitting or lying, you are comfortable. One of the best ways to connect with the journey and with nature herself is to first honor the place where you sit, stand, or lie. Ask for permission to be held in Mother Nature's lap and offer gratitude to the earth that is always and has always been there to support you. If, for example, you are leaning against a tree with your knees up and feet on the ground, greet the tree and offer gratitude for the tree's support. If you prefer to sit cross-legged on a rock or lie in the grass or on the floor or in a chair, that's fine as well. You're welcome to do this journey almost anywhere you feel called, but please do not do it while driving or while moving. Playing this audio while driving is unsafe, and it's harder for your spiritual body to be comfortable traveling when your physical body is also traveling. Now, I invite you to receive a deep breath. We often speak of breath as something to take. In this moment, consider the air as something to receive, a gift, an honored guest in your house. In return, this guest honors you. Let gratitude for the element of air fill you. Inhale, a little more. Hold the breath for a moment and exhale slowly. How you inhale is how you receive. How you exhale is how you give. Balance your inhale and exhale so that they're both even and full. Inhale again, as deeply as possible. And a little more. Hold the breath for a moment, and then gently let it go. Do this one more time on your own. Now, take a moment to simply watch your breath, noticing, without judgment, what breathing is like. Can you do that? Can you imagine what breath would be like if you were experiencing it for the first time? Can you expand that feeling to notice what it's like for any creature to breathe? What is the experience we call breathing? Can you feel a slight pause, an absolute stillness between breaths, between the inhale and the exhale? The exhale and the inhale. There is a delicious vastness, an internal moment. Witness it and let the breath gently guide you to relax and let go. Continue to watch your breath in silence for a few moments. Etheric travel may help you learn something new about yourself. You may find a suggestion from the natural world comes to you about an herb you could take to help you with a physical ailment. Or you may, without any effort at all, find a solution to a problem you've been working on. You may find yourself connecting to a guide or a teacher that can help you on your path. These or many other benefits may occur. Now, please sit with your spine as straight as possible and your chin parallel to the ground. Feel as if your spine can elongate upwards while your sit bones sink into the earth. If you are lying down, take a moment to feel your back, the back of your head and legs, and any part of you that is touching the ground, and feel fully supported by the earth. Your shoulder blades will seem to unfurl as if you have wings. Your mind is a great deal calmer than it was a few moments ago, and your spirits are literally beginning to lift. At this time, give yourself a positive affirmation to raise your vibration, such as, I am eternal, immortal, and infinite. Or choose a destination and say to yourself, I choose to travel across the rainbow bridge and connect with the divine energy of the place that you choose. Take a moment to choose an affirmation that resonates with you personally. Now, imagine a shining star in the middle of your skull. Let this star shine brightly until your entire being fills with light. Exhale fully as the light of the star moves all the way down your spine to the tip of your tailbone. Inhale fully. Continue to move the breath as if your body is a wave in the ocean, moving into shore and back out to sea in one infinite circular flowing motion as the shining star travels up the front of your body, across your skull, and down the back of your body. Focus now on the starlight at the back of your heart. The starlight illuminates a beautiful 12-petaled lotus, an etheric image of the Anahata or heart chakra that supports your physical heart, just as your etheric body supports your physical body. Let everything you know of as you, the consciousness that guides you, rest in the lotus flower of your heart and say to yourself, I now choose to sit in the lotus of my heart. I allow my heart to act as my brain and guide me through this journey. I allow the brain in my head to rest. Your body is fully illuminated from your heart. The shining star travels down the lumbar curve, the starlight completely illuminating your spine. The star reaches the space directly behind the belly button and pauses and illuminates a gold spherical compass. A compass located on a diagonal between the belly button and the tip of the tailbone. Whenever you feel lightheaded or ungrounded, look to this compass. It will help you find yourself in space. Now, travel the star to the Muladhara, or root chakra, the four-petal lotus between the genitals and the anus. Feel your roots here, as if you are a tree and your taproot extends 3 feet or 1 meter into the earth. You have roots spreading out for several meters or feet in each direction from your physical feet as well. From your roots, like a tree, extend upwards towards the atmosphere as if you have a golden string connecting your spiritual and physical body to the universe. above. Your spine is the trunk of your tree, and the branches are lengthening ever upward. You are now fully prepared for an etheric journey. Return your focus to the lotus flower of the heart. Return to the image of the 12-petaled lotus of the heart whenever you feel your mind wander away from the journey you are intentionally and consciously taking in spirit. At this time, we will begin the etheric journey. If you are not journeying, please play the grounding tutorial once again to return home to your precious physical body. Thank you so much for listening.